We're raising our arms, yelling, "Bear, bear." Halfway through that, when I realized this is not a bluff attack.
She just knew it was part of the whale, and it was coming down on us.
It was so close that I really felt, like I was gonna die.
So there's a bigger shark, a much bigger shark in here.
I was like barely gripping the paddle, but blood was just like chumming the water behind me, and I was like,
This is the Teeth Podcast. Animal attack stories directly from the survivors. I'm Jeremy Carberry, wilderness kayak guide, animal handler, and your host. If you're excited, please sign up for the email list at theteethpod.com. Can't wait for you to hear these stories.
It's like a fight to the death or something. Like it's like you're thrown into the gladiator pit when here's your spear and there's your opponent. And it's like, you might not want to be there, but you are already there.
Yeah, it scalped me and they could see my skull.
She was mad at me. She said, "You didn't tell me you were in a whale's mouth? And it's on national news?"
It is an obviously violent and extreme way to go, but at that point in time, it wasn't. It was just like, this is the end.